keep in mind that tongues, like you said, it's a language. It's not a murmur. It doesn't murmur. You know what I mean? It's a language. And so whether it's the heavenly language or another language, Yahuwah may be using someone to speak to another person in this in a setting to give them encouragement or whatever. And then sometimes, like you said, when you're praying and you don't know what to pray and your burden, your heart is so heavy. And then you can go into that heavenly language, that whatever that may look like to some people, you know, but it's still a language, what I'm trying to say. It's not a murmur. It's not, it's a language. It's a, when you say tongue, you mean what tongue do you speak? What language do you speak?
That's
And you're speaking words to Yahuwah. And you may be praising him in that language that we're not familiar with. You know what I mean? But it's still, it's genuine. It's a nice experience, but it's something you have to, you know, be use cautiously and be aware how people can, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's good. Thank you for that comment. Thank you, Misha, for your comment as well. All right, we're coming down. Spirit of jealousy, we're going to move right along. So we know jealousy, along with pride, is probably one of the oldest sins in the universe. All right, and through jealousy is a really bad spirit to have. It's a really bad stronghold. And because murder comes from jealousy, revenge and spite, anger, rage, hatred, strife, cruelty, jealousy causes division, contention, envy. And it's one of the scriptures says, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. So be aware of that. If you're dealing with a person who has a spirit of envy, if they're envious of you, you're going to have to back off, from that person, because when there's envy, nothing is off limits. That person is susceptible. If they have a spirit of envy, they are capable of doing anything. As the saying, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Yes, it
That's
is.
right. That's right.
People will kill because they are jealous. So whenever those are spirits you don't want to play around with, or allow them to linger in your area. You know what I'm saying? In your circle, because they are very destructive. Now, if a person is dealing with the spirit of jealousy, then they have to go to Yah, and they have to understand that their jealousy is not founded, because Yahuwah will give us each everything that we need according to his esteemed riches.
That's right.
One person has what they have because that's what they need. Someone else has what they have because that's what they need or have. Sometimes we have what we have because, and Yahuwah wants to give us more, but he's saying, you need to prove to me that you can be trusted with what I've already given you. Because sometimes Yahuwah, he wants to pour out, open the windows of heaven. He wants to give abundant good gifts and plentiful. But because sometimes we're not taking care of what he's already given us, and we haven't proven to be a faithful steward over what he's already placed in our hands, he can't give us more. Because if I give you more, you would just mess it up. You would ruin it. First, prove faithful in what you have, and I will give you more. Faithful in little, and I make you ruler over many. So there's never a reason to be jealous. And whenever the spirit of jealousy attempts to get a hold, a person has to pray. And to the way to get rid of that spirit is to ask to be filled with the love of Yah.
Your
So what? So
love.
once, so once they you renounce a person renounces it, once you denounce it, once you confess it, then ask for Yahuwah to fill you with his spirit of love. And not only ask him to fill you with love, but now you've got to go do acts of love. The only way to have more love is to show love,
That's right. That's right.
is to give love. Yahuwah is just not going to pour out love in us and just let us sit there and keep it to ourselves. No. So love is the way to fight jealousy, is to uproot and get rid of the spirit of jealousy. All right, I think that was pretty simple. Now the last one, aligned spirit. This is the last one. We want to never be with this lying spirit, because a lying spirit, it just goes against everything that Yah is. Yah is true. Yah is unchanging. He does not change. To think that Yahuwah changes is to think that he is not true to his word. And Yahuwah says, he says, I'm not a man. I don't lie. I don't lie. Whatever I say, it's going to be, it will come to pass. Whatever I have said, it's not changing. I'm not changing that. So Yahuwah will always keep his word, and his Torah has never and never will change. All right. So lying spirits, goes with there are deceptions, flattery, religious bondages, superstitions, false prophecies, accusations, lies, gossiping, slandering, false teacher. All these are connected with a lying spirit. So accusations are dangerous, because false accusations can ruin people's lives. People speaking falsehood about someone, and it's a lie, you can ruin someone's life that way. Slander, gossiping. And I know gossiping, there was a book that somebody wrote years ago on this topic. And they explained gossip in a way that I did not really have the proper meaning or definition of gossip. I thought that gossip was you just say you're saying something about somebody that is not true, or you're saying something about someone to make them look bad. You know what I'm saying? To shine them in a bad light. But some of the definitions, the way this author brought it out, if you look online, gossiping could just be just talking about intimate details of someone else's life. It can just be going on and on about someone or a situation that's not favorable. And I said, wow. So they tell us, he says, it isn't just a character flaw. It can possess a person to the point that even though he hates himself for doing it, he can't stop. He has become a compulsive gossiper. That's why in Philippians 4:8, this is the key to fighting these things. Whatsoever things are true, these are things to combat a lying spirit and all the things that come with the lying spirit. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He said we could safely paraphrase it by saying, speak only those things which are honest, just, pure, and of a good report. And that pretty much, I think that would keep us safe, you know, because sometimes even when there are negative things happening that we really don't want to happen, Yahuwah, he doesn't want us going on and on about those things. I've come to realize that, you know, just, you know, in my own life over the years, and you know, at one point the spirit had to it dealt with me, and it's like, no, don't keep going over it. Stop talking about it. And that is true, because it's not esteeming Yah. Now, if you're discussing it to bring about a solution, you know, or in conflict resolution, that's a different story. But sometimes just to be going on and on about something, Yahuwah says, no, it's a form of murmuring and complaining to him. It's the going on, like he breaks them. You look at those words, murmuring, complaining, how he destroyed them in the wilderness because they murmured and they complained. It also lends to Hebraically in the Shemitic language that the constant going on about something that isn't good, you know, just constantly talking about and constantly bringing it up. It's just, and Yahuwah says, leave it alone. Just turn it over to me. I'll handle it. And if it needs to be discussed, because sometimes things do need to be talked about, discuss it in the right way with the right intention, to see what is going to be the resolution or how is this problem going to be dealt with and fixed. And then once you've done that, leave it alone. Don't come back and revisit it. So we want to just make sure that we stay away from all these things. These and Yahuwah, he can help us. He can help us. Know that everyone who lies is not possessed by a lying spirit, but each lie can be a step down the road to such a condition. We have all known liars who cannot control themselves. However, they did not reach that condition overnight, but over a period of time. And we don't want to be associated. We want to remember what John says in John 8:44. It says, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So we don't want any part of a lying spirit, because that automatically associates us with that one from the beginning that caused a lot of this trouble that we're in today.
I'm sorry, what scripture was that?
That's John 8:44. Yohanan 8:44. And the way to combat a lying spirit is, like we said, repentance, confession, renouncing, denouncing, and asking Yah to give you his spirit of truth. Because when the spirit of truth is present in a person, then a lying spirit won't be there. Deception won't be there. Slander won't be there. Flattery won't be there. And flattery is just as harmful. I know I hate flattery. Because you know that the people don't mean it, you know? And I'm reminded of this one movie where the girl, she tried to compliment another young lady. And I love the young lady. She responded to her. She said, Josie, please don't say things you don't mean. I mean, she called her on it right into that. And I said, we need to do that. I would like to be able to do that, because sometimes, you know, people are just trying to flatter you, or they're being, they're not really giving you a compliment, and you know they're lying. And it's like, okay, how do I deal with this? I shouldn't say thank you. I need to say, like Ann said, please don't say things you don't mean. Yes. So we just want to know that we can overcome, and we want to overcome so that we can inherit everything that Yahuwah has prepared for us.
Yes.
All
yes.
the good things, the kingdom, everything he has prepared, we want to inherit. And so just take heart, and hopefully the people online who are listening to this around the world know that you can overcome, and you can cleanse yourself from all unrighteousness through the word of Yah, through obedience to his word, being filled with his spirit, having a life of prayer and fasting, and being busy with the work that Yahuwah has called you to do on this earth. All right, so we will at this
very,
time
very
we
good.
Will, anything, I know I went 10 minutes over, but I don't want to ignore anyone. If anyone had anything they want to say, I want to give you this opportunity. If you just want to take a few minutes, couple minutes to say anything before we close this out.
Thank you, Sister Leslie. That was good.
Yes. I enjoyed it. It was wonderful.
Yes. All right. Thank you, ladies, for being here and all your input. And we just want to encourage each other and make prayers and supplication for all the set apart ones.